Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, always great to be with you. You can check us out at Real Golf on X and download us where your favorite podcasts are found. You can also hear us coming at you from our flagship station, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Dave Glauser producing. Good to be with you. We got a lot to hit. PGA Tour in Phoenix for that annual crazy party that also coincides with Super Bowl weekend, and they embrace the party there in Phoenix. We've got two-time defending champion Scottie Scheffler in action. We'll talk about him. We also have Jordan Spieth returning from injury. We'll talk about Rory's win at Pebble last week and some of the significance of that and where that places him on the all-time list and a couple of pretty legendary players that he's nipping on the heels of all-time wins. We'll get into that coming up here. Also, Charlie Hoffman writing a letter to his fellow pros. And, some guys are taking offense to that. We'll talk about what Charlie Hoffman was aiming at and what that means. And then I think what is a big move in legitimizing LIV Golf, the USGA offer an exemption category for players in LIV to the U.S. Open. This is a big one, Bob.
Yeah, we'll talk about that one, no doubt about it. It's pretty interesting that they're making that available. As of yet, Augusta hasn't done anything in the PGA Championship, and the Open Championship have really not done anything yet. So the USGA is the first one to create a full-on exemption category there. Looking back from last week, you mentioned Scottie Scheffler getting his first start last week. And guess what? He comes out and gets a top 10 even after the surgery in his right hand with rounds of 67, 70, 69. 67. So it's pretty amazing to see what he's able to do and jump back into it immediately. So we'll see what he ends up doing this week here in Phoenix.
Could he win three in a row? Yeah. I read somebody called him the Kansas City Chiefs of professional golf. Just reliable. You can just count on him to be there. So I don't know. A lot of people aren't happy with the Kansas City Chiefs being there. So, Scottie Scheffler, we'll get into all that plus top stories and more. We got some great guests for you as well. Stay tuned. We'll kick it off next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. You name it, we've got it for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath, tools, paint, and more. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. Just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor. Bob Casper with you here at Black Desert Resort. BlackDesertResort.com, where you can find out more information. The hotel is open in a preview period, so you can actually come and stay right now. Check it out. Ongoing construction, but some great deals being offered for you to experience. Black Desert Resort Golf Course is open, of course. It is the Tom Weisskopf Championship design. I spent some time going through some of the photos back from October of 2000 when I had my first opportunity to walk the site. It was lava and red dirt and walking it with Phil Smith and the legend Tom Weisskopf himself. It was pretty cool. So looking back at some of those pictures and to see the creativity that they had to see this otherwise seemingly unuseful land and turning it into this oasis of an amazing golf course. It is absolutely stunning and something you should experience for yourself. There are exclusive real estate opportunities that are still available. Go to blackdesertresort.com for all of those details and blackdesertevents.com for the upcoming LPGA and PGA Tour events that will be taking place here at Black Desert Resort. All right, let's get into the stories and the headlines and the things we want to talk about today. I should mention Kristen Hines is the VP of product creation for Puma Golf. We visited with her at the headquarters in Carlsbad last week when we were there, and we're going to, you'll hear from her coming up here in just about 10 minutes. America's favorite caddy is also on tap for hour number one. And then a back nine deep dive technology discussion with Mike Yagley, who's VP of innovation research and testing for Cobra Golf, on some of the technology surrounding today's equipment. So stay tuned. All of that still to come here on Real Golf Radio. But first, Rory wins last week at Pebble Beach. It's number 27. And that puts him 22nd on the all-time wins list, a two behind the legendary Gene Littler and Lee Trevino. Bob, both of those players played, you know, were a big part of your family and especially your dad and his career.
You know, Gene Littler, he grew up in the San Diego area, from La Jolla and up there, up to the north of Chula Vista, where we grew up, and in Bonita. You know, my father winning the Masters, he beat Gene Littler in a playoff, an 18-hole playoff, the last 18-hole playoff at Augusta and the Masters. And so he and Gene were really, really close and really good friends. They played Champions Tour events together, played PGA Tour events together, and played on some military teams together when my dad was in the Navy. He was on a military team with Gene Littler as well. So those guys have been around together for quite a long time. And then, of course, Lee Trevino. He's been a great friend of the family and that kind of thing, too. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting to see how Rory McIlroy goes out and comes all the way from the Middle East and flies to the West Coast, coming off a win there in the Middle East. And then he gets his first event on the PGA Tour, shoots 21 under par with rounds of 66, 70, 65, 66. What a great weekend there. 120, what is 131? And just played some great golf. And like we talked about, you know, put the hammer down on the 14th hole with a drive and a iron and making an eagle. That's pretty crazy. But two Irishmen finished, one and two, Shane Lowry also at 19 under par. And then, we talked about Scottie Scheffler. He finished top nine in his first start for the year. So, it's pretty cool to see signature event. And then we got Phoenix this week and we got a signature event again next week there at Torrey Pines again.
It is a Ryder Cup year. And if you're looking at that, I know, Captain Donald was there on site to congratulate Rory and Shane afterwards, but you got Rory 1, Shane Lowry 2, Justin Rose 3. I mean, that's looking pretty good for Luke Donald. I mean, tied for third was also Lucas Glover, in there, but yeah, so big win for Rory. He gets that win in California. He had talked about, you know, how he wanted to win there, hadn't necessarily played well in California, and especially to get one at Pebble Beach felt really, really good. So he's at number 22 right now, jumps out of a tie with that win, the 27th win on tour. He breaks out of a tie with Henry Picard, sits 22nd alone, two behind, as I mentioned, Lee Trevino and Gene Littler. His next win will tie him with Paul Runyon and Leo Deagle. And then he's starting to knock on that 30 door where he could tie Horton Smith and Harry Cooper. And then, you know, again, to try to crack that top 15, that's 31 wins, tying with Jimmy DeMera. Vijay Singh, the most recent, to get to 34. You got Watson up there at 39. You got Phil at 45, and then Billy Casper at 51. So, you know, when you start looking there, and Billy's seventh. So Tiger Woods, of course, tied for first with 82, and he and Sam Snead. So that's kind of the look. I don't know that you're going to see Rory. Like, what would you say right now? What's best case scenario for where Rory's at right now? Can he get to 30? I would say, yeah. I would put the over. If you put the over under on 30, I take the over.
Yeah, it's 30 is probably a pretty good number, but, you know, I would think he would get above that. It's pretty crazy. We were looking at this list, and the modern players in today's game, if you go back to tied for 50th, as far as wins are concerned, you've got 17. Okay, that's the number of wins that tied for 50th is, and Jim Furyk's in that bunch along with Curtis Strange. Okay, Furyk's now on the PGA Tour champions. Curtis Strange, of course, isn't playing. But then you, in the modern game, you have to go all the way up to tied for 27th with 24 wins, and you hit Dustin Johnson. And Dustin Johnson, of course, we know is playing LIV Golf, so he's not going to be clipping all of any wins off unless he wins a major championship. Then you got Rory at 27 and Tiger at 82. In the modern game, 17 puts you on this list, and there's nobody there yet.
Except those three players, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty... Yeah. No, you're right. And we could have another discussion for another time about which of those players might be the ones that could crack that list. And it's probably, at least at this point in time, Scottie Scheffler is the one that certainly comes to mind as somebody that might clip up and pass Rory McIlroy potentially for all-time wins. So we talk about Scheffler and his return. He's the two-time defending champ this week in Phoenix. And what's your impression so far about what you've seen from Scottie Scheffler?
Well, it's been kind of up and down, but he's turned things around, and he's starting to hit the ball really well. And I think it's just a matter of time before he gets himself in shape. You know, he probably had to take a bunch of time off because of the hand and the glass that was in his hand and how it all occurred and punctured and all that kind of thing. But it's just a matter of time with his talent and where he's at. Coming back, finishing tied for ninth in his first event with Teddy Scott on the bag. I would expect Scottie Scheffler is going to be hitting on all cylinders, especially as we get to the Players' Championship and also Augusta in April.
You know, you start looking, hey, I don't rule this week out just yet. I mean, guys won back to back times. But
no.
This is how mental golf is. I'm sitting here thinking, can Scottie Scheffler conjure up the same things he had going last year when he won seven times, you know, on tour? You know, he started, can he remember that? It's been a little bit of time off. Did that hand disrupt things, you know? I wondered the same thing about when he got arrested at the PGA and how it sort of, you know, derailed some things. But he went out and shot, what, 65 that day, that same day he got arrested. So it's not, it's such a mental thing. I don't think Scottie is thinking, can I get back to winning again? Because I had to take time off for this hand. I think he just goes out there and does his thing. But man, you'd have to have some relief, wouldn't you, to go out there and clip off another dub and be like, okay, you know, I had to sit out for a little bit. I started a little bit later than I normally do. I had to deal with this hand thing. But hey, we're back. We back, and we're winning, and let's go win some more. It's a funny mental thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. You know, players. You know, they're changing swings. They're doing, you know, they get injured like Scottie did, you know, physically, you know, backs and knees and all that kind of stuff. But I'll tell you what, he just comes right back and focuses in. That's why he's the number one player in the world, because he's a step above.
Yeah, he really is. We'll talk about Jordan Spieth coming up. The Hoffman letter. A lot of discussion about that. We'll hear Rory's response to the Hoffman letter. Also, the update on from the PGA Tour on the men's professional golf and how President Trump might be involved. And then that USGA exemption for LIV. We got to talk about all of those things. But coming up next, we're going to take a little diversion. We're going to talk product with the VP of Product Creation for Puma Golf, Kristen Hines, who we had a chance to catch up with at headquarters last week in Carlsbad, California. Stay tuned. Kristen Hines, Puma Golf, joins us next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, yes, we're still here inside Cobra headquarters, and we're going to shift gears and talk a little soft goods. I actually love this because I am totally a gearhead, but I love the soft goods, and especially shoes. Like, they're guys...
He has way too many.
I love shoes. I love shoes. So we have a specialist. Kristen Hines is so kind to join us right now. She's the VP of product creation for Puma Golf. Kristen, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
It's so good to be here at Cobra and Puma. And so let's just start with shoes since we talked about that. So, I mean, for the longest time, Puma has been sort of the fashion forward. You know, you got the hip, cool guys on tour, gals on tour that are wearing your stuff. There's always a little bit of splash in there. What is it? What's the latest with the shoe? And what's the kind of the direction and the platform you're going with this new launch?
Yeah, so I think Puma Golf really stands for style and comfort and performance, right? Like, that's kind of the hallmark of our footwear collection. We're launching right now a new shoe called Elevate Tour, which we're super excited about. We've got Max in the shoe, we've got Ricky in the shoe, we've got Victor in the shoe, we've got Gary Woodland in the shoe. So our whole stable of athletes is going to be representing this product on tour. Great traction story, great waterproof, great stability, but most importantly, great comfort. So it uses our Ignite foam, so you know they're going to have like no fatigue as they walk and play. So we're really excited about that product as the pinnacle piece of our franchise. And then for kind of the everyday spikeless guy, there's a takedown model called Elevate. So you know that same TPU cage, that same great stability and comfort and energy return, but for the everyday golfer.
So when you talk about, you mentioned spikes and spikeless.
Yes.
So this is a big thing, right? I know there's still, the spikes are still hanging in there. It feels, in, at least to me, that it's going a little more and more spikeless.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that? And is that a big deal? Because it's not just about putting nubbies on the bottom.
Right.
There's some, it appears they've figured out how, I say they, I guess this would be you, have figured out how to create that soft, comfortable feel, but still not slip, right? That was the big thing. It's like, oh, are you going to go spikeless? Well, I don't know if I can have that stability. And I've been blown away by the way that those spikeless shoes have started to get better and better with traction.
Yeah, so we're seeing that the market is about 40% spiked, 60% spikeless. So that's certainly reflective in our product lineup as well. And I think it's all about engineering with materialization. So for example, in the new Elevate, we have a rubber component rather than TPU because, you know, TPU is fine on the grass, but if you're on a wet cart path, you're going to get a little slip. So that's why we updated in this new model. And then it's also about, you know, kind of how much durometer you have and, you know, making sure that you have enough traction and the direction of the traction. So there's a lot that goes in with the design and engineering team to make sure that we're giving great comfort, but also great stability and traction.
Well, you mean it's not like a ski boot? Like, it actually can be comfortable
and still
function?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and sometimes we even make shoes that feel like they can transition off the course.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like you're wearing a golf shoe, and you can just kind of kick around and go to dinner, and you don't have to change, or go to the grocery store, and people can't necessarily tell that you just walked off.
Except for the glove hanging out your back
pocket. Exactly.
I'm from old school. I'm used to all the old shoes that were leather and that kind of thing, and then synthetics started coming in and everything. Talk about some of the materials that you use on the outside of the shoe to make them look so fashionable.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's all about getting like really lightweight comfort, right? Like, to your point, shoes used to be leather, they were heavier, the spikes were heavier, so we're really cognizant of how much weight goes into the shoe, and having just ultralight materials that will keep you, you know, protected from the water. So, for example, in Elevate, we use this micro thin layer of TPU that just coats the mesh. So the mesh itself is really light, but then you get this super, super thin coating that's going to keep you both stable, but also protected from the environment.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing because you got the dew sweepers out there. You've got sometimes, you know, you get a little bit of rain that you're playing in.
Yeah.
The other thing is the stability. You know, a lot of times people say, well, no, I got to have this, you know, really stable. I got to be able to stay connected to the ground. It feels like with TrackMan and some of these other technologies, we start to understand what are the forces. And I should probably say TrackMan because it's like force plates and different things. We start to see how the connection with the ground really impacts the golf swing, right? And how you can use that as a tool. I mean, the foot, I mean, we see Scottie Scheffler, his feet are going all over the place, right? So
I guess, what are some of the things you think about from a stability standpoint, but also still allowing the freedom to be able to flex and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I wish I had the shoe in my hand.
we should have brought it in.
I know. We should have. We engineered a new component called the float plate, and that goes in between the foam and then kind of the instep, and that, so when you have this Ignite foam, it's going to give you all of this energy return and comfort. With this float plate that's in the middle, that's going to give you stability for as you twist. So
you can still have that mesh, but you're not like flying around in there.
Exactly.
So talk a little bit about the clothing.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Wait. You can't leave shoes that quickly. I got to talk. We'll get back. We'll get back real quick. Before we do that, you mentioned the go to the store, go to the restaurant one. I saw some up in your little, like they're like the cool, like they almost look like some running shoes or
old
just
running shoes.
Some old school sneakers. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
So what? Tell me about those real quick.
Yeah. So we have a new shoe coming out this summer called the Helsinki, and that was pulled from our Heritage archive. So our designer Adam, you know, went back and was looking at old catalogs from, you know, the 70s and 80s and was looking for the retro runner silhouette, and he came across this silhouette that just looks super cool, and it takes color really well, and it just looks like you can transition on and off the course. So it's probably not your first pair of shoes, maybe it's your second, third, fourth pair, but it's
which he does,
14th, 15th, 16th,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a great range.
There's a 14
shoe.
Club rule. I mean, why can't we go with the shoes there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So
it's
those
a great
are
range
out.
Shoe, and it really sits kind of in our sport style segment. So if Elevate really speaks to our athletic consumer, and Helsinki sits to our sports style consumer, we kind of round out our portfolio with a shoe called the Avant, which is really speaking to our classic consumer. So that's going to give you that nice, clean upper, kind of in that FootJoy G4 space, but, you know, cooler than a FootJoy and maybe a little more accessible in price to a G4. So always bringing that Puma spin to even the classic consumer.
Okay, let's go to clothing.
All right, go ahead, Bob.
Let's go to clothing. Sure. Talk about your clothing and what you guys are trying to do with the consumer as well as the guys on tour and their clothing and what they like to wear.
Yeah. So I think, again, you know, Puma stands for comfort and style and performance. And I think people really know us for style. And we've evolved a lot as a brand. I've been here since we signed Ricky many years ago. And the brand's really evolved from, you know, head to toe orange and flat brims, and while that certainly, you know, made a big splash back in the day, as Ricky's grown up, so has Puma Golf. So we focus a ton on materialization, and we want to make sure that the product is super, super comfortable, that it's, you know, certainly performs, it's going to be quick dry and UV protection, and all of those things, but it has a great hand, and, you know, we work really hard with our mills to make sure that there's not a lot of shine in the fabrics, because I think, you know, a shiny fabric looks a little slinky, it might be too drapey. If you have like a nice dull, soft yarn, it's just going to look more elevated. We put a lot of thought into our collar construction, so all of our collars have a sewn-in collar stay, so whether it's, you know, the first or the 21st time you wash it, it's going to look nice and crisp when you put it on. So we just really think about all of those touch points that are so important to the golfer, and again, whether he's wearing it on the course or to the office or to dinner, that he's going to feel like really polished and elevated all the way through.
And by the way, Kristen Hines is our guest. She's the VP of product creation for Puma Golf. I noticed up there that the ribbed collar, the old school, is kind of coming back. So same, I mean, the challenge with that was always the bacon collar, right? So how do you, we always love the style, but how do you handle, like, how do you address that?
Yeah, so I mean, again, we have great partners overseas who we would just work to really, you know, say, this is what we need to get out of the product. So help us figure out the right yarn construction and how do you finish those ends and make sure that the tension is right so that you can wash it and wear it and it's not going to twist or pull. So
So you've addressed that.
Right,
that
we
you,
have.
You're aware of that.
Exactly.
Okay,
we deliver a brief of what we need to do. And if they can't meet it, then we're going to go back to a self-collar because we won't ever put out a product that's not, you know, really refined.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, finally, I did notice you guys have a little collab with Arnold Palmer collection. You said that was your baby.
I
couldn't help but notice it. It showed up in our pro shop last summer, and I was like, look how cool that is.
Yeah.
I mean, the mix of the umbrella in there with the Puma looks fantastic, and I noticed you got a little bit of retro look up there in the showroom as well right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a partnership that's just, it's such a delight for us to work with their team. When they approached us, Mr. Palmer's team, many years ago, they said, you know, many people remember him as the elder statesman, but remember back in the day, he had more swagger than anyone. Yeah. And they think that if he were coming up today, he would have wanted to be a Puma athlete for all of the things that we do differently as our brand. And so I've always taken that really to heart, and making sure that we continue to promote his legacy and keep him fresh in the minds of a younger generation that's coming up. So it's an honor to work on that product. And it gives us a chance to do something that's a little different than our sport product. We can do finer materials, we can do higher price points, play with some sweater knits and things that we might not do in the inline collection. So it's a fun product line to work with.
I love it. And can you help me out? I'm going to be 51 this year, so I am on the older side now. But I always am at least concerned. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I'm keeping up, right? Yep. So for a long time, you had kind of like the tapered, I don't want to, I never could pull off the skinny stuff. It's not my body type. But, you had kind of more of this tapered look. Now you're seeing guys like Jason Day that are kind of almost going way back to the old 80s when we were super baggy. Right. So where are we going? Like, what's the advice you could give us? What's the style? What's the good look right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think Malbon's doing some interesting things, and Jason Day is a great ambassador for them. I think that's kind of the extreme of fashion. And I don't know that that's where we are as a brand right now. I think we want to dress the consumer where he's comfortable, which is polished and well-balanced and well-fitting. Bottoms are a great part of our business.
Best shorts in the business, by the way. My whole drawer is full
of them. Thank you. We take a lot of pride into the materialization, the fit. Again, so, we want to give him a product that, again, he can wear on the course, he can wear it to the office, he can wear it to dinner. And so we play a little more down the fairway when it comes
to our bottoms. Reference, I literally have, this is probably not good for business, but it is good for the consumer side. I think I've got Puma shorts that I've probably had for 10 years.
Oh, that's great.
And they still look fantastic.
Yeah.
Right? And the best part is it's got a little bit of stretch in the waistband, so I can still wear
it. Exactly. Stretch in the waistband, stretch in the fabric.
It's beautiful.
We have for tons of inseams to do a 7, 8, 9, and 10 because we think, guys know what pant inseam they should wear. Yeah. And so, it should.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. So,
because I know everything's gone really short.
Really short.
Like my sons, they like this little, and I'm like, you'll never see me. I'm not doing it. I'm too old. So thanks for keeping, the rest of us in mind.
Yeah.
So.
But the average guy in the U.S. is 5'9". So, a 10 inch short on him also looks kind of long and sloppy. So if you're in a 7, 8 short, it looks really polished. So, think about everyone.
That's right. Well, I mean, we're like 6'3". Oh, wait, we have a camera. Dang it. We're not. We're good 5'10ers here. So, hey, Kristen, thanks so much.
Oh,
we really
pleasure.
Appreciate it. Insightful and fun, and we appreciate you having us here at HQ.
Thank you so much.
You got it. That's Kristen Hines. She's the VP of Product Creation for Puma Golf.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
In a world of too good to be true, every once in a while you experience something that lives up to the hype. That's been my experience at Black Desert Resort. The Tom Weiskopf Championship-designed golf course is next level, with the PGA and LPGA tours scheduled to play Black Desert. Demand is at an all-time high. Don't miss out on the exclusive opportunity to own real estate at Black Desert. Sign up for details at blackdesertresort.com and learn how you can enjoy year-round family fun in beautiful St. George, Utah. That's blackdesertresort.com.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, advanced bend profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to MountainlandTruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
My name is Ariel, and I was in a car accident. Siegfried and Jensen, they decided to take my case and decided to go and protect me as a person. And I definitely recommend them.
Here for you 24/7.
Siegfried and Jensen took care of me, and they'll take care of you too.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
The caddy joins us weekly here on Real Golf Radio as he's done for over 20 years. That's why he is America's favorite caddy. Never a better storyteller. Caddy, welcome back to the show. How are you, my friend?
Well, with that introduction, I'm feeling generational pain.
Why is that?
You know, it's a beautiful day in Denver, Colorado. But speaking of Scottie Scheffler being cold at the start... I sent Ted a message in the middle of the first round or towards the end of that first round, and I said, you cannot stop Scotty. You can only hope to contain him. Did you know his stroke average on the morning rounds at TPC Scottsdale is 65?
Hmm.
So I set the bar. Let's see if the boys will perform for us today.
Hmm.
I like it.
Morning round 65.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, you were telling us before we came on the air that it's Fluff's birthday today.
Yes, that's the rumor. I think he's 100 years old today,
really?
If I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been around a long time.
And he's still looping.
He's a freak. But there are a number of freaks out there. There are a number of guys who are caddying in their 70s. Chico, remember Chico, Bob? He was out there with us.
I remember Chico. Yeah.
Chico, Brian Chico was a, he was from Cuba. He was a baseball player. And correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but you know what? Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. He defected to the United States on a trip with the baseball team. Nice guy. Everybody loved Chico. And he worked for Mark McCumber quite a bit, as I recall. And the famous one that you can Google is when Fred Couples. Sorry, McCumber makes this big curling putt to the front right pin on 16 at Augusta from the back left of the green, and it breaks like 20 feet. And he pulls the pin. He's paired with Fred Couples. He pulls the pin and starts taking backward steps to kind of help the ball go into the hole, and he falls right backwards into the bunker. And you see Fred Couples run across the camera shot, pointing at him, laughing. Spectacular. Chico.
So, just keep walking.
So Caddy sends a video, speaking of Fluff, he sends a video of Tiger hitting balls. And it's like, watch, he goes, did you see it? And so I'm watching this video, and it's just Tiger when he was what? Probably, I mean, when Fluff was caddying for him, was like, what, 2000? You know, something, 99, 2000? Yeah.
That would have been 1996.
Oh, that was 96.
Hmm. Wow.
First few weeks on tour.
Oh, I was really young. So he was young. And he was, man, Tiger was like, his swing was so easy. And...
I stand corrected. Pebble Beach, 1997. That's the video.
There you go.
All right. That's the video. So, but he's just sitting there hitting balls. And I'm like, man, that looks good. And that young Tiger swing, all that kind of stuff. And then Fluff comes walking through carrying a purple towel. And I was like, the purple towel. That's what he's going with here. He's like, when he said, did you see it? And I said, what is wrong with us when we're watching epic Tiger swings and were pointing out the caddy towel. Something,
the
something.
Perfect. The real, you're almost up to CIA level, but not quite. The purple towel was visible immediately hanging on the bag with fluff nowhere to be seen when it started. That's when the first clue hit.
Oh,
actually.
Okay.
Fluff had some good commentary in there. He was giving it to Tiger, basically, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It almost looks like a different guy.
Fluff?
Yeah, different Fluff. That was a different Fluff. A little more Fluff with Fluff back
there
then.
There was more Fluff then. He's in... Fluff is lean down, man. He's a lean, mean caddy. And
caddy, where did the purple towel start?
Flint, Michigan.
Flint.
There's a company there that makes those towels for the country clubs around Flint, Michigan. And the course we played there, Warwick Hills, just happened to be one of the clubs who used that towel service. And those are, hands down, the greatest golf towel ever for a caddy. They're just that good. We used to steal, Warwick Hills probably spent a lot of money because we used to, not that I did it, but some guy used to steal towels and make off with them or accidentally take them with them by mistake. And then I forgot this. Yeah.
Just happened to leave the towel wrapped around the clubs on the bag and it traveled with you?
I have a couple purple towels right now on my golf bag right here. And they're not completely purple anymore. They're kind of faded a lot, but you know, I can't let them go.
Hey, Caddy, this week, there was a letter written by Charlie Hoffman, and he was adding on to what Justin Thomas said about the pace of play and that kind of thing. What are your thoughts about the pace of play, tour, you know, limiting down the fields in size, only having 100 FedEx Cup that will go to the next year? But the big thing is pace of play and what these guys are doing out there on tour. Dottie Pepper weighing in on the CBS broadcast. What are your thoughts about pace of play and any stories you got?
Sure. So there's some things that you have to consider that are different now than didn't exist before. As we've gone along throughout the years, all you have to do is look at the 16th hole at the stadium, TPC Sawgrass, to see how much more bigger infrastructure has gotten. It's gone from not a lot to a lot more. And when you have more and more people running around the golf course in golf carts or getting in the way with the final two groups, because there's 150 people inside the ropes all of a sudden, that gets worse and worse and worse as we go along. So that's a factor, not a big one, but it's a factor. Longer golf courses. I measured the walks from the greens to the tees. It's like a mile from green to tee. And that takes 5 minutes, right? So your time value, Torrey Pines, number 14 green to number 15 tee, which is not the U.S. Open tee, is like 170 yards backwards walk. That takes a minute or two. So you have, because of the ball getting longer and pushing tees back, you have longer walks than you did 10 or 20 years ago. So there's another 5 or 8 minutes to an average round. What can you do about that? Build a new golf course, I guess, where the tees next to the green. Okay, that's not going to work. Golf courses that are Torrey Pines the other day, the South course, probably the hardest course on tour, brutal rough, 20 plus mile an hour winds, fast greens. It just is going to take longer. You have to, said you're grinding on a, just can't go up and tap it in like you normally do. So all that, and then you're missing more greens. It takes longer to play when you do that. So tougher golf courses with, you know, with varying conditions are, that's happened throughout time, the golf courses, but the length of the courses has increased. So that takes a little longer. Anyway, here's the deal. You can look at all kinds of things. Do greens books slow you down? Okay. Does aim point slow you down? Does not being able to find a yard slow you down? All of that's a symptom, basically. And you don't really want, you can take a pill for the symptom, but if you want to increase the pace of play, there's one way to do it. You have a shot clock. You have a certain amount of time to hit the ball from the time you're in position. And you enforce the rule. it doesn't matter what, it doesn't matter if you're doing aim point. It doesn't matter if you're using the greens book. It doesn't matter whether you got a laser or not. If you have a certain amount of time, you have a certain amount of time, period. That solves all the other things. Difficult golf course too. Sorry, you got to hit the shot. Let's go. Right? That solves all these other variables that are really brutal to solve. How do you have a consequence for violating your shot clock? I don't like the idea of penalizing someone's shots in the tournament. I just don't like that idea. But what I do like is penalizing FedEx Cup points, because that hurts. And here's the key, though. You don't penalize the guy who's second on the FedEx points list the same as the rookie who's 143rd. You take a percentage of their current FedEx points and penalize them that, because that's, they're feeling equal pain now on the penalty. So if you just penalize, you know, a stroke feels the same for everybody, but I don't like penalizing a shot. I like penalizing the points, and that's how you make the points matter to a guy up top who isn't just going to say, well, I don't care if I lose points, I'm fine. Right now he's going to care if he loses 5% of his points. He's going to really care. So that's my solution. Now, the problem with that solution is, do they want to actually have shot clock police? Is that what's really desired? That's probably the only thing that's going to speed it up. That's my piece.
Interesting stuff there. You know, I couldn't help but think about the NBA and the Charles Barkley rule, you know, where he used to just get the ball and he'd back him down and back him down and back him down and back him down. And it was boring, you know, and you had illegal defense at the time. So, you know, players, if they wanted to come double, they could, but you couldn't just hang there in the paint in case, you know, and play zone defense. And so they made a rule. It was a 5 second count. And if you got a 5 count backing it in, it was a turnover, right? I mean, turnovers are big. That you don't even get a shot. You don't even get the opportunity to take a shot at that point in time. So it seems like what you're talking about is more of that. And it kept the game going. They also, the NBA, I remember when it used to be 10 seconds to advance the ball into the forecourt, you know, the front court, when, you know, to get across the timeline. And then they reduced it to 8 seconds. So they just wanted to keep it more fast-paced, more offense, more of that kind of stuff to be more engaging. And I think the PGA Tour, that's what they need to look at right now. And whether it's penalizing shots in tournament or whether it's penalizing points in season, you know, I guess that could be open for debate. But something that the key to me is that you said they have to actually enforce it. And they've talked about it. I think it's always been part of the rules, but it's never, ever been enforced. And so it's like one of those things that, you know, why even have it? And we'll just keep talking about it, and the players will keep doing what they do because there's too much on the line to try to speed up, and nobody else, and it doesn't really affect anything because everybody plays slow.
Why is there too much on the line? What's that mean?
I mean, there's too much on the line to play fast when everybody else is taking their time. There's too much money. There's too many points. There's too much of their career. There's wins to be made. So why speed up to try to, for the betterment of the game, when the entire engine, the whole thing is moving slow, and you risk, you know, maybe making a critical error when, you know, everybody else, you know, by trying to speed up? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Unless it actually means something, why speed up?
So one of the ways to look at this from, you know, to zoom out a little bit is to say, is play slower now than it was before? And if it's slower now than it was before, why? Right? I mean, that's pretty simple, right? So the money being more shouldn't, I mean, there's always in every 5 year or 10 year period of pro golf, since I went out there caddying, it seemed like there was a lot of money out there. Yeah. When I went out in 1989. It seemed like there was a lot of money in 1995. It seemed like, wow, Nick Price is making a lot of money in 1991. I mean, that's never changed. It's always been a lot of money. So throw that out as a factor. That hasn't changed. Your career, all that stuff, throw that out. That hasn't changed. You know, what has changed? Let's say we decide, we find out, you know, with the number and the data, that just for example, aim point is actually what's slowing it down. Okay, if I get rid of aim point, how does that stop a guy from not being slow reading a putt if he wants to be slow? It doesn't, right? So you have to have a consequence for taking a long time to play. That's it. Now, you can argue that you know, what's gotten into golf fundamentally. Like, you hear, I don't know this, but I've heard anecdotally that the college players and the juniors are just getting slower and slower and slower and slower. So why are they getting slower? If that's changed, since I don't remember junior golf being slow or college golf being like painfully slow when I was playing. I don't remember that. Maybe it was, but I really don't remember that being a thing at all. And maybe it is now. So why did that change? You have to address it at the root of the game. And one of my player's son used to tag along with us when he was 6-7 years old. My player was really fast. I'm pretty fast. This kid had to run to get in the cart or he was left in the dust. And he is a professional now and he's good. He'll probably make the tour. And he plays so fast. He grew up learning to play fast. That works. But that's something that takes two generations to bring back into the game. So.
Well, that's a lot to digest. And hopefully something will... I mean, that's where we have to leave it. Hopefully something changes because I don't know how to enforce it. But until the PGA Tour or the powers that be decide to enforce it, nothing's going to change. Good conversation, Caddy. Appreciate it, man. I mean, I did enjoy the food conversation last week. Don't get me wrong, but I do kind of like the golf talk as well.
Yep, I agree.
Well, as we get closer to April, we got to really get back into golf here.
Exactly. Right? Yeah,
exactly.
Thank you, Caddy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That was the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. And that'll do it for hour number one. Stay tuned in the back nine. Hour number two is next.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800-800
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. The Super Bowl is just days away as the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles get ready to face off in New Orleans at the Caesars Superdome. However, NFL news does not stop there as the best of the best in the league gathered for the NFL honors. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen clinched his first MVP and made history by becoming the third player to receive it despite not being named first team All-Pro since the award was first given in 1957. A controversial MVP after Allen received 27 first place MVP votes, Lamar Jackson was right behind with 23. Other NFL honor recipients include Kevin O'Connell for the Minnesota Vikings. He wins Coach of the Year. Los Angeles Rams edge Jared Verse wins Defensive Rookie of the Year. Joe Burrow, quarterback for the Bengals, wins Comeback Player of the Year. Running back Saquon Barkley rushed all the way to clinch his Offensive Player of the Year honor. On the other side of the ball, Pat Surtain clinches Defensive Player of the Year. After setting one record after another as a rookie, Jaden Daniels wins Offensive Rookie of the Year. And Assistant Coach of the Year goes to Ben Johnson as the Offensive Coordinator for the Detroit Lions. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram and visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your sports shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. As we head towards Super Bowl 59, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, at his State of the League address Monday, broached one subject that is on many people's minds, the length of the NFL season. The move from 16 to 17 games was dreaded at the time it was implemented, but finally accepted by the Players Association back in the 2020 offseason. But the vast majority of players are dead set against an 18-game season for obvious reasons, an increase to injuries. Case Keenum, a member of the National Football League's Players Union Executive Committee, said the players don't feel like their bodies recover until at least the July after the season ends. In a perfect world, an 18-game season may seem ideal. Start the season on Labor Day, like it used to until 2001, because it was thought then that the league lost viewers during the holiday weekend. It won't now. Bank on it. Roger Goodell's end-all answer to the increased injuries the proposed 18-week season may cause is to add a second bye week into the schedule, something that hasn't happened since the lone year it was tried in 1993. NFL weekends were thought to be more diluted then, but advocates of the longer season say flex scheduling will help here. In this perfect world, it would also push the Super Bowl back to President's Day weekend, something long eyed by Goodell. Make the holiday weekend a true holiday. It all sounds good, but the third Sunday in February is ending a great thing too late. The solution here is to move the Super Bowl to Saturday night. But wait, that's a graveyard for TV viewership. Again, this is the NFL, and the crown jewel Super Bowl is not a rerun of NCIS. Let's try to really solve this problem and throw one thing out to you. Mandate all stadiums have grass surfaces. Only half the NFL stadiums have the real thing right now. A Mass General Hospital study shows football players are 23% more likely to tear an ACL on phony grass than the real grass surface. That's one stat I'm interested in. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome into the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. We had a fun hour number one. Just finished listening to America's Favorite Caddy. He gave us some insights, Bob, on, you know, what we might expect or his plan for trying to thwart slow play.
Yeah.
It was a long answer of an answer that I would say no one has to this riddle of slow play on tour.
Yeah, it was very insightful. Very interesting that he said you need to take away not shots in a tournament, but FedEx Cup points. But it has to be equal to the lower guys as well as the upper guys. And so he's saying a percentage. Percentage of points that you take away based on slow play. So I don't know if it would ever get to 5, but maybe 5%, which he threw out. But maybe 1 or 2% or 3%, something like that. But pretty interesting.
But
I like the thought.
I can see the thought. I just don't know. I mean, it's not equitable when you're doing percentages of where it hurts the higher guys more than it hurts the lower guys. But
well, it's taking away the same
percentage. I get the percentages there. I know that the equity is in the percentage, but it's really not. It basically puts the onus on the best players to set the example and play fast.
Yeah,
isn't a bad thing, but they will tell you that there's already more of a challenge for them to play faster because they have the bigger galleries, the more television, you know, all the stuff that's around them. I'm just saying there's more distractions and things going on in those bigger groups, as you know, than the lesser groups.
Okay.
That's not a wow. I appreciate that, by the way. And I'm not trying to offer any more excuses for slow play, but there's reality in my statement.
Yes, there is. Of course there is. But you still have to move along. And, you know, it's not just about you. It's about respecting people that are watching the game. This is what Dottie Pepper said. People that are watching the game on TV, the television broadcasts, and also the other players in the field. Have respect for them as well as yourself in being able to get play done.
Amen. Amen. All right, we'll talk about that. Plus, Tiger got some news on him. We're going to see him outside of TGL, so we'll talk about that. Plus, Rory had some comments saying that, you know, Charlie Hoffman might have been targeting him just a little bit. We'll hear from Rory coming up. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A. member FDIC.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. You name it, we've got it for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath, tools, paint, and more. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. Just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, and this is this week coming up for the Genesis was the last time Tiger Woods played a full PGA Tour event because of course, surgeries and that kind of thing. He withdrew midway through the second round because he had flu-like symptoms. But, of course, he played at Augusta, but that's not a full PGA Tour event. It's on the PGA Tour schedule. But it is a golf course where he has won a bunch of times, and it'll be awesome to have him back in the field, and it will definitely boost viewership. That's
no,
for sure.
No question. And, you know, I can't help but think this is going to be an emotional round for Tiger. How many times was his mom there through all the junior golf tournaments, junior worlds, and then all the professional events, amateur, professional alike, that did how much time did they actually spend together as mother and son at Torrey Pines? And with her passing this week and him coming back to play next week, my guess is he's going to be trying to channel that inspiration, little mom's inspiration there. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he wore red all week, you know, in her honor. And I have no idea if that's going to be the case, but it wouldn't surprise me. He once said that she instilled in me this work ethic to fight for what I believe in, chase after my dreams. Nothing's ever going to be given you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results, but two, and more importantly, you don't deserve it. You need to earn it. And I think that's those are great lessons.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, those are great lessons that parents can teach to their kids. And, you know, I think those are some of the values that are maybe lacking a little bit, or, you know, sliding just a little bit, you know, these days. But you know what? They probably said that about me when I was a kid too. So you never know. I don't want to,
you
be
know, and Tiger has always said, people have asked him about his son and his play and that kind of thing. And Tiger has always said, the biggest thing that I've taught him is exactly what he just said. And what you just read is that nothing, you should not expect anything. You should not expect to be given anything. You need to go out and earn it, which I think is phenomenal as a parent to be able to teach your kids that exact thing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's mention the Hoffman letter. We haven't talked about Charlie Hoffman. Yeah. It seems to be the thing to do these days. You're going to write letters. You know, and of course, by writing letters, we mean, you know, typing it in your notes and posting it on social media or having it sent somehow. So it was a bit of a hodgepodge of comments. I don't know exactly what compelled him to send this out, but he first addressed slow play and the reason why we need to do some of those, you know, step up and implement those. But then he kind of got into the Aeon Swing 5 and, you know, talked about, it seemed like he sort of started channeling a little bit to Rory. Maybe he's a little got a little something there with Rory that he doesn't really like. And well, let's just hear from Rory after his TGL match last week in response to this letter.
Thing he forgot to mention is the PGA Tour owns 20% of TGL. So like he's criticizing his own product. They also own a good chunk of European Tour Productions. So again, you know, I thought some of the elements of the letter were fine, addressed some issues. He was criticizing the Aeon Swing 5. He was sixth in that. So, like, you know, he talks about having it be for the good of the tour, but he's also talking about himself as well. So I thought a couple of them were pointed at me a little bit because TGL, Race to Dubai, you know, non-PGA Tour events like the showdown that Scotty and I did in December, I've been vocal about not wanting to play quite as much. Like it seemed like it was pointed at me, and yeah, I mean, you know, I guess look, what every player has to do is look out for themselves. You know, we have to do what's best for our own individual careers, and yes, you know, at the back of our mind, try to do whatever we can to help the tour, but I think the best way for any of us to help the tour is to tee it up and play as best we can.
Yeah, there's Rory. I mean, he's talking about like this in this letter, Charlie Hoffman says, there's something else to think about. If we truly care about strengthening our tour, we should be supporting as many PGA Tour events as we can. Many of you keep saying you want to play fewer events, yet you still find time for TGL, Race to Dubai, and other non-PGA Tour events, blah, blah, blah. So yeah. That's where he sort of took the offense to that.
Yeah, and it started to morph into some, it was really scattered basically once he finished talking about the PGA Tour and pace of play. It got kind of scattered, and there were some things that he wanted to definitely make some points on that were kind of, you know, a burr in his saddle, so to speak. So I think one of the things is we're talking about opportunities for players, especially since we're going to the PGA Tour and only 100 instead of 125, and giving guys more opportunities to play, which there needs to more be bigger opportunities to get into those signature events because those are basically no-cut events, and it gives you an opportunity to keep yourself onto the PGA Tour. So it's kind of interesting what he did. There were some good points in it, as Rory said, but it was definitely from his standpoint, a little bit self-serving, I think, but I definitely think what he said about pace of play and that kind of thing was merited.
Rory didn't say there were some good things about it. He said there were some things that were fine.
Yeah.
That cracked me up. Like that's like,
which means he didn't care about the letter. He didn't
right,
like it.
Right. He just didn't like being kind of singled out on that one. Yep. All right. Yep. Let's talk a little bit about the USGA exemption. So this was a big one. USGA now providing a way for LIV Golf to have their own exemption category. This is kind of big, Bob. What's the overview?
Well, I think the overview is that they're providing an opportunity for somebody to get into the U.S. Open that is not otherwise exempt. They have to be in the top three players on the previous year's money category, individual money category on LIV Golf that is not otherwise exempt, that they can get in to the U.S. Open. Then there's also 10 people that will be able to, the top 10, if they're not otherwise exempt, will be able to get into the final qualifying, 36-hole qualifying, to be able to get into the U.S. Open. So they're kind of creating an exemption spot for one player in the top three if they're not all already exempt, and then an opportunity for guys to get through the first stage into the second stage of U.S. Open qualifying.
Which I'm good with, by the way. When I first saw that, I thought they were going to give the top 10 exemptions, which on a short tour, like a small tour like that, felt like a lot. But no, the top 10, if you're not already exempt, you get to skip, you know, first stage, which most run-of-the-mill tour pros, I don't mean to say it that way, but most, you know, top tour pros, if you will, or even middle tour pros, get an exemption into the second stage of qualifying. And so you're in there. And then, yeah, if you're one of the top three players and you're not exempt, then, you know, you're in. So here's the bigger thing. To me, this is a massive nod to LIV Golf and their future and their legitimacy. This legitimizes, in my opinion, LIV as much as anything. World rankings is what they were after. They weren't able to get that. The USGA now provides an exemption category, recognizes LIV, it's third year in existence, and they recognize LIV with their own special exemption category. That's big. You know, that's big. So I think, does world rankings eventually start to fall in line here? Maybe. Like, this all opens the door. All of these things are important. The other side of that, Bob, is you've got an update. This is what it says on the PGAtour.com. Update from PGA Tour regarding future of men's professional golf. Quote, we know golf fans are eagerly anticipating a resolution to negotiations with the Public Investment Fund and want to thank President Trump for his interest and longtime support of the game of golf. We ask the president to get involved for the good of the game, the good of the country, and for all the countries involved. We are grateful that his leadership has brought us closer to a final deal, paving the way for reunification of men's professional golf. Basically, signed Jay Monahan and player directors Tiger Woods and Adam Scott.
Yeah.
So,
and my whole thinking about this is we know Greg Norman is not the CEO anymore, and we know that he is out of LIV Golf now. Now it's time to move forward, is basically what I'm reading through this.
Well, and that President Trump's going to do, was he going to sign an executive order?
No, I don't think it's an executive order. He's going to get involved and help in getting the deal done, I think is basically what it is. But basically, Saudi Arabia is sitting on $32 trillion of oil, okay? They got to find some way to divest themselves of that with the public investment fund and that kind of thing and spread it around. Why not allow that to be part of the PGA Tour and then figure out what they're going to do to be able to have them coexist?
I can already hear our listeners who have heard us poo-poo on LIV for the last several years.
I know.
Saying, oh, really, Bob? Now it's okay to take Saudi money? It wasn't okay for PIF, but now it's LIV, but now it's okay for the PGA Tour? All right. Yeah. I mean, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair, I guess, shot if you want to go ahead and take it. Hey, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we are going to get into our conversation with Mike Yagley, VP of Innovation, testing and research for Cobra Golf. This is really fascinating. We're at headquarters in Carlsbad. Had a chance to visit with him, and it's kind of a two-parter, and then we'll wrap it up on the other side. Thanks for joining us right here on Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, hey, welcome inside the Cobra Golf headquarters fitting studio right off the lobby. It opens up into this secret place. You can't get in here unless you're with somebody. But it is unreal. We've got a little like bar set up here, the fittings right behind us, putter studio, and we're pleased to be joined by our new best friend here, Mike Yagley. He is the VP of Innovation, Research, and Testing here for Cobra Golf. Mike, thanks for being with us, man. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's great to be here. Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
And I was going to say, flip that around. I usually say that because I like to have you on the show.
Yeah.
But thanks for having us in your home here. Yeah. This is great. This is very cool. So we just went through a fitting. We learned a little bit about the irons. We learned a little about the driver. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing is this DS Adapt and the future fitting, the 30-some-odd different...
33.
Is it 33?
Yep.
Different settings.
Got it down. Yeah.
I mean, tell us about what are we doing here and how innovative is this?
It's really innovative, okay? So it came from my team. Clayton Evans, engineer, if you looked him up, it's Donald Clayton Evans. If you look up his patents, he has maybe 200 patents on metalwoods.
Wow.
And yeah, he's a really smart guy, one of the smartest guys in the industry. And he's like, actually, we'll go back to Jose Miraflor, who you're going to talk to later.
Yeah.
He's like, I want a MyFly 10, right? Because we had a MyFly 8. I'm like, that's child's play, right? And like 5 years later, we're like, you know what? We got something for you. Because we've used that for like 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
And it's a really good system. It really works. We're like, it's nice, but we want something better. So the FutureFit 33 effectively decouples loft and lie.
Hmm.
And I'm really proud of like how we like show it. You are looking like downrange, and you've experienced it. The A1 setting is right in the center of all of the settings, and you can go 2 degrees flat, 2 degrees upright. And I'm looking from a like downrange right-handed player perspective.
Right.
And you can go 2 degrees up and 2 degrees down. So if you're hitting it high right, you're like, I'd like to bring it over to the left, make it more upright. Or conversely, if you're hitting it left, you're like, I'd like it a little bit more to the right, make it more flat. And if you want to change the altitude or the height downrange, just change the loft. And you can change them pretty much independently. So you can adjust loft without changing lie much, or vice versa.
And that's not always been the case.
No.
That's the whole part of this, right?
No.
Yeah.
The dirty little secret in the industry is, and it was one of our secrets, when you change the loft on the MyFly system, you were changing the lie too. So you got, here it is at its stated loft and lie. But as soon as you increase the loft, it started to go a little bit more upright.
Yes.
If you're right-handed, it's going to go a little bit more left, right? If you're left-handed, it's going to go a little right. and then it went around in a circle and came back to that original setting. So now you can literally go a little flat without changing the loft.
Wow.
Right? Go more upright. It's huge. Because our responsibility is to give you a driver that works, like a head that works. That's why we have four of them. An right. LS, an X, a Max K, and a Max D. Okay? Then you go work with the fitter and you're like, okay, which head works the best for me? You figure that out. You figure the shaft out. Now you can use that system to make sure that that face is pointed in the right direction. And I can't tell you just how important that is. I can tell you. It's really important, okay? I will tell you. Because you got to have club head speed, right? Your path and attack and all of that. But where that face is pointed, and you hear it with all golf clubs, the putter, the wedges, the irons, right? Loft, like where it's pointed is huge. And being able to effectively decouple loft and lie and get that thing pointed in the right direction so you can optimize your trajectory and your trajectory is massive. Really proud of the work that the team has done to make this happen.
So you mentioned four heads, four different heads. What are the characteristics of those heads to help somebody find their best driver?
Great question. You know, first you're like, four heads, are you kidding me? We used to have three. We had an LS, an X, and a Max, which is kind of Max forgiveness and Max draw. And we're like, that's not doing the player justice. Like, if we made a Max forgiveness and a Max draw separate, that's a better solution. Those are better mouse traps.
Gotcha.
And finally, the marketing and the sales guys are like, they relented, like, okay, fine, we'll have four heads. So we'll start with an LS. And the LS is the one that's a little more compact, meant to be lower spin, meant for players with maybe a little higher club head speed, that they're going to generate a lot of spin just because of their club head speed. And so that player is, they're already looking for something a little smaller, a little not better looking, just smaller looking, right?
Yeah.
And lower spin. Then you go to the X, a little bigger, but still kind of traditionally shaped. If you can call a metal wood traditional, right? It's still traditionally shaped, but it's got a little more forgiveness, and it's still going to give you the ball speed that player's looking for. It's still going to be relatively low spin. Then you move from that into the bigger heads, like the Max K. That thing is all about forgiveness. Deeper face, a lot more moment of inertia, a heck of a lot more forgiving wherever you hit it on the face. And then ultimately, the Max draw head would be one where it is biased left. Like if you hit it to the right, if you're right-handed, the slice, or to the left, if you're left-handed, and you're looking for something that's going to bring that back more towards the middle, the Max D would be the one for you. And the name Adapt is really apropos because we talked about the fitting system, so it's adapting to your needs. Those heads adapt to your needs. Mm. Be it you're looking for low spin, you're looking for a best combination of spin or forgiveness, you want a lot of forgiveness, or you're looking for a lot of draw, there's four heads that will anybody who's looking for a driver will find something in those four heads. Guaranteed.
And then you take that, combine it with shaft combinations, and it's almost endless, right? I mean, this there's really no excuse to not have a customized driver for your swing.
No. Not zero. I can't stress enough. I mean, I'm telling you people right now, if you're thinking...
Oh, yeah, we have our camera here, too.
If you're thinking that I'm not good enough, that's crap, okay? Or if you're thinking it doesn't matter, also crap. It does matter. Go get fit. I can almost guarantee you that they will find something. It might be a little more distance, might be a lot more distance, depending upon how your current clubs are. More forgiveness, a little better feel. They will find something. Almost guaranteed. Now, if you got fit 2 years ago for a driver and it's really, really good, a good fitter will probably go, you know, this one's really good for you right now. Come back next year. But let's look at your fairways and your hybrids and your irons, okay?
Yeah.
Right? Because they should.
I'm glad you pointed something out. Yeah, I mean to interrupt you, but you said, if I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
People tell me that all the time. Hey, I'm not good enough to know the difference. I'm not good enough to invest in this. And I always use the example. My son, when he was very young, he wanted to learn to play the guitar. So we're like, okay, we've got this 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to a music shop and you see guitars range to the thousands of dollars to over to the big box store where you could pick one up for $100.
Yes.
So I ask a friend of mine who owns the music store. I said, hey, what's the deal here? And he says, if you really want your son to like actually have a chance, you need to at least start here. Because if you go to the cheapest thing you can get in the name of, I don't want to spend too much money because I'm not sure he's going to get into it.
Yep.
It's going to be much harder for him to play. And the likelihood is he won't get into it.
Right.
So by spending a little bit more with a guitar that he could actually play, Yeah, it was a little bit more expensive, but it was actually easier to play, more enjoyable. And guess what? He took off with it, and he's still playing. That guitar is still, that's got to be 15 years old now.
Oh, yeah.
Still sounds great,
yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. So anyway, my point is, I love that example because it would have been easy for me as a parent to say, well, I don't want to spend any money, mm-hmm. but I really want him to get into guitar. Well, that's the same thing I hear when golfers say, I'm not good enough. I'm just going to grab whatever club. And I'm like, look, I'm a scratch golfer, and I'm not good enough to pick that club up and just go out and try to figure it out. You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I just don't know how to flip the narrative for these guys that want to get into the game, guys, gals, whoever it is, the people that want to get into the game. You got to start with the custom fit, not try to work up to where you feel like you're good enough to get custom fit. That was a really long diatribe, but you get what I'm saying.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Go back to what you said about, I'm not good enough, hogwash. I don't know if that's one word or two words, but it's just crap, okay? Yes. A perfect example, I had a buddy who brought his son in a week ago, and he's been playing with a box set of irons, and the kid's really good, really athletic. He's on my son's baseball team, and beautiful golf swing. And he was just clobbering it with a box set, right? And he was hitting it great. He comes in, and he gains like 30 yards with the driver.
Wow.
And his irons gain like 10 yards apiece with more height and more consistency. And they're almost in tears when they leave. Like, they had no idea. I'm like, yeah, because you just don't know. You don't know till you experience it. Cannot stress enough. Go see your local pro. Go get fit, right, by someone you trust, right? Because it can make a massive difference.
And to your friend's point, his son, he was actually good enough to try to make a box set work. Oh. Most people aren't, right? That's the difference.
That's a good point, too. Like, you can be playing equipment that just is so poorly fit for you, no matter how good your swing is, it's just not good.
Right.
I've seen it. You guys have been on the golf course a million times. Like, this is one that just kills me. Guys swinging, I don't know, 85 miles an hour. So that's around the average club head speed. He's got an 8-degree driver, or worse, a 7-degree driver. And it's just this really low trajectory, not enough spin, not enough height, right? And he thinks, oh, this is great. And I'm like, if you went to a 12-degree driver, you could literally gain like 40 yards.
Yeah.
Right?
You get the ball to stay in the air.
They don't know.
Yeah.
No, they're just, you become numb to it. You're just used to it. It's like, oh, that's the way I play. Like, yeah, well, that's not the best way to play golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So part of your title is innovation and research. Tell us a little bit about that and what Cobra is doing with their innovation in the game.
So, great question. I already mentioned the Future Fit 33. That came from my group. Not everything that comes in the club comes from my group, but a lot of it does. So my group is working on, say, like aerodynamics of a driver, the construction of a driver, the weighting system, things on the inside that can make it more resilient or give you better mass properties. And that trickles down into the fairways and the hybrids. And then with irons, we've got a guy who was on my team for years that laid out the game improvement families for like 6 years. Mm. And we're probably 4 years into those, and that's six different models actually, where we're improving the mass properties of the iron by isolating the weights on the inside. We did it from the Aerojet into the Dark Speed into now the Dark Speed Adapt. And as you look at it, you can see this progression, like, oh, they're getting smarter with how you're either isolating the weight or making the face structure bigger so it's more of a trampoline. So sometimes it's iterative and sometimes it is like revolutionary, okay? And we do that, we're innovating from drivers all the way through putters. And like I said, it could be construction, materials, something that makes the club either sound better, have more speed, have more or less spin, better trajectory. We're always looking to solve a problem. The research group really stresses, like, what is the problem you're trying to solve? Tim Benno, classic, will walk into a meeting and go, all right, what problem are we trying to solve, right? Because you're not just making stuff up. Like, what are you trying to fix?
Mike Yagley, Cobra Golf, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. When we come back, we're going to find out more about 3D printing and how that plays into golf clubs. That's next right here on Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X are the best performing, most consistent in the game. So how does the best get better? You start by listening to the best players in the world. You experiment, iterate, validate. You trust the best process to create the best golf ball the game has ever known. The all-new Pro V1 and Pro V1X. More speed off the tee, more control with your irons, more spin with your wedges, and more opportunity to shoot your lowest scores.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, continuing our conversation with Mike Yagley from Cobra Golf inside the design studio at headquarters.
I'm dying to know because this 3D printing is like blowing my mind. Like yeah. The idea that you could, all I can think about is how an inkjet printer works. You know, where you've got this ink and it gets sprayed into on a piece of paper to create something you can read or see or look at, like a photo or or a script. So how do you pour in some material and pop out a golf club? It just blows my mind.
So it's interesting. The inkjet, that's one of the technologies that is used to make some of the clubs we've made. So HP has developed a really cool, it's called BinderJet, and it started with an inkjet printer. So imagine a bed of powder. And instead of putting ink down, it's putting down a polymer, a little drop of a polymer. And the polymer will kind of fuse the local powder around that little drop together. And you're dropping it and dropping it and dropping it. And then you lay down another fine layer of powder, and you come back and you, again, trace a pattern. And eventually, as you're laying down more powder and this thing's building up, you have a structure. And you get rid of all the stuff that hasn't been fused by the polymer, where that inkjet was dropping the polymer, and you're left with this object that looks just like the golf club, but it's about 20% bigger than the final club. You take that and you stick it in the oven. It's like an easy bake oven. You're melting the polymer out, and you're melting the metal together. It's called sintering. And to me, it's just, I'm an engineer, but to me, it's like a magical process. How do you melt this stuff out and melt the metal and retain the shape? Not only do you retain the shape, you retain really, really fine details. When you look at it, you're like, was that machined? Did you cut that in there? Like, no. That was printed in and then sintered down. So that's one way to make a golf club head. And we've done that with putters. And we've done it with wedges. Now we're going to transition into how we're making the, we made the limited iron.
Yeah.
And we're making the 3DP Tour iron. A very different process. Imagine a similar bed of very fine powder. And this powder is so fine. It's metal. Stainless steel. It's about the consistency of powdered sugar. So it's super, super fine. Super expensive to make stainless steel that small. I mean, we're talking little fine little granules. Use a laser and you burn one layer, like a cross section of an iron. Then you put down another layer of powder and you trace again with the laser. So you're just slowly building this thing up. So imagine as you're building this thing up, you've got an object, again, encased in loose powder, but in the middle of all that loose powder is a solid object. You brush away all of the loose powder, kind of like a dinosaur bone hunt, right, and you're left with this solid chunk of metal.
Wow.
24 hours, 2,600 layers. Now, we're printing like 30 at a time in a big bed, okay? You put some tungsten in some pockets that are heel and toe. You cover that with another stainless steel piece of metal that caps it. And then you go through the rest of the process that you would with any iron. You polish it, you chrome it, you put the grooves in it, and you've got a head. The beauty of this thing is, as I mentioned that 3D printing thing, what you can't see is on the inside there is a lattice that touches everywhere on the inside, like the back of the face it's touching. It's touching the front of the back of the head. It's touching all the insides. That lattice provides enough stiffness that that head still feels like a blade. Now, a forged blade feels really, really good because it is solid, it is stiff, it vibrates at a very high frequency that you can barely hear. You're mostly hearing the ball contact. That's why it feels so flipping good. This structure has the same level of stiffness, even though it's not solid. Doesn't need to be solid. It just needs to be stiff enough that when you hit a ball, it feels like a solid piece of metal. Now, we've removed 100 grams, and you're gonna hear people in the industry talking about, oh, we found 3 grams, oh, we found 10 grams. 100 grams wow. out of 275 grams. We replace that in the form of that tungsten that I mentioned before, heel and toe. So now, you've got something that looks like a blade. When you hit it, it feels like a blade. But then when you finally miss it, which may take you guys 10 shots because you're really good players, when you finally miss it, you turn around and go, Mike, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Looks like a blade, feels like a blade, but I just missed it. Mm-hmm. And I did not lose 20 yards. Yeah. I should have lost 20 yards. I only lost 4 or 5. What is going on here? And I've coined the term paradoxical reaction, which is that moment where they turn around, they're just confused as hell. We've had tour players do it, really good players, average players like, wait a minute, this makes no sense. What's going on here? And it's because of all the stuff on the inside you can't see. Mm. That's what makes it feel good. It gets the center of gravity down, ball up in the air, moment of inertia up, lots of forgiveness. All the stuff you hear the nerds talking about, it's all in there.
It's and it looks fantastic, too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like the shape of it, everything. Both Bob and I, you set it down here to go, wow, that is a really good looking iron. And the feel is, it's that butter feel, right?
Yeah. And we've got, like Gary Woodland's in a set right now, okay? He goes, you know what? I think this actually feels better than my blades. And there's a lot of times there's serendipitous effect, and then there's the reverse engineering in your head, and there's a light bulb goes off. I'm like, why would it feel better to him? And I realized, I think this is my hypothesis. He's talking about when he mishits it, right? That blade opens up. The one he's hitting opens up. The efficiency of the contact goes down. The sound of the impact is going to change because the blade is rotating. Yeah. With this 3D printed iron, it's going to do less of that. And so it's going to sound more like a center shot. Mm. And I think what he's talking about is like it feels better all over the face. Center shot, it feels almost identical. But the miss hits are going to feel better. Mm. And they're also going to fly better. So he's like, wow, it even feels better. Cool. So it makes sense.
It's unreal. Yeah. My question, Mike, is I think a lot of people would have this question is, is it durability? You know, what's the durability of this versus, because you think of golf clubs, we're putting these heavy strikes, sometimes you're hitting them out of rocks, you know, all this kind of stuff. And you're thinking about this solid chunk of metal, even though I know cast isn't that, but you always think forged, you know, this big stamped out piece. So I guess durability wise, and then the second part of the question is, well, let's talk about that. And then let's talk about like the affordability of it. And where do you see that going? And do you think the industry is going to continue to move this direction, which might actually start to bring some of those costs down?
Great, great question. We had the same concern. It's funny. We were sitting in this very spot 12 years ago talking to 3D printing, like machine suppliers, material suppliers, and dreaming of this moment, like literally right here where we're sitting. It's a different room, but the exact same place. And here we are 12 years later, like we did it. We had this dream. We knew we could prototype we knew we could make things from it. We didn't know if we could commercialize it. Mm-hmm. And one of our very first concerns was, how tough is this stuff? How durable is it? I mean, you're printing it. You're not forging it. Had the same concern. Mm-hmm. So the mechanical strength of the material we're printing is closer to the strength of forged than it is of casting. I mean, casting's, when I say good enough, it's strong enough. It doesn't break. Well, forging is stronger, but 3D printing is in between the two. It's closer to forged than it is to casting. So when we found that out, like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And the lattice on the inside, concerned with that too, is like the lattice, the little arms are not real big. And if we're telling you we're saving 100 grams, that means there's not a lot of steel in that lattice.
Right.
And that was a big concern. We've tested the bejiji out of it, the crap out of it. We tested like 100 miles an hour, 3,000 hits, and they hold up. So like, there's the hold your breath moment. You're like, is this stuff really going to hold up? No problem. And then when you give it to a player, they're like, feels great. And once they've hit it a couple times, if they've had any concerns, they're like gone. They're just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, we hit it. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So how about the viability of it, right? The affordability of it? Because they are, I mean,
they're expensive.
Let's not get around. They're expensive, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the material inherently is very expensive. I won't quote numbers, but let's say you've got the raw material to make a forging, the raw material to make a casting, and let's say they're comparable. The raw material to print is a lot more than those materials because, like I said, it's the consistency of powdered sugar. So you've got to like almost atomize this stuff. That's a very expensive process.
Yeah.
And then the machines themselves are expensive. You're talking anywhere from 2 to 24 lasers that are in this machine melting the material together. It's a new process. Yeah. I will tell you, as we sat in this room 12 years ago, if we were to make a set of irons back then, first of all, they wouldn't look as pretty because the processes just weren't as good.
Yeah.
They just weren't. Might have cost hell back then. Like that set may have cost $50,000. Okay? 6 years ago, 5-6 years ago, if we made a set, it would have been like $20,000. Okay? We sold them last year for $3,000. And even in the past year, it's come down. We're going to sell a very similar set for $2,450. Mm. Right? There are companies out there that make these machines and make the materials that think they can get to the cost of forging a chunk of metal.
Interesting.
If they get close to that, it's going to keep coming down. I use analogies like electronics or TVs, right?
Yeah.
The TV that's on your wall 20 years ago, that thing cost 10x.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We talk about that every time we walk into Costco and see these 98-inch TVs.
100-inch TVs.
Yes. Yeah, they're affordable.
Yep.
I don't know that these irons will ever get to the cost of casting, but it is going to keep coming down.
Hmm.
Because the technology is being used by aerospace, by the auto industry, by the medical industry, and so inherently the cost of the materials, the cost of the machines themselves is just going to keep coming down. People get smarter on like how to print things.
Yeah. And the benefit to the golfer is what you talked about in the beginning, where you can have the blade-like look that you want, but maybe a little more forgiveness.
Yes.
That is tough to go by with just a straight butter knife forged blade.
Yeah. We were literally today, I might still smell like grass. We were out testing. We'll say some new variants of some things, right? And people were just beside themselves, like giggling, like just how good some of these irons were. And people are going to have that experience. Oh, yeah.
I love that.
They really are.
Mike, thanks so much for taking the time, man. What a cool place this is. And, I mean, the technology that you have, just the stuff you've laid out today is blowing my mind. So thank you so much, man, and congratulations on all you're doing.
My pleasure. So. Yeah, really, really honored to have you in.
Yes.
I would say to your listeners, as we said just a few minutes ago, go get fit.
Yep.
And don't be afraid to grab some Cobra golf club and take it into head bay, because you're going to be pleasantly surprised just how good they are.
Yep. Well, we were one swing. I mean, today I just couldn't believe it. I was like, you got to be kidding me how good this is. Mike Yagley, he's the VP of Innovation Research and Testing for Cobra Golf. Thank you so much. It was great to be with you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Awesome stuff. Thanks to Mike Yagley. He's the Vice President of Innovation, Design, and Testing for Cobra Golf, giving us a deep dive there on the technology that they are working on to help make the game of golf easier for all of us. And, you know, again, we talked about this last week, but the several hours we spent testing the product and getting fit was so cool and fun and insightful as to what they have to offer. We're just thrilled. We can't wait to see when they're building our sets, and should have them probably this week, huh, Bob?
Yeah, we should have him pretty quick. I'm like you said last week, and like I said as well, I was kind of bummed we didn't quite fit into
the 3D.
That 3D printed iron. Be cool to have that and all that technology and stuff. But there was just a little bit too much weight in the bottom, and we kept bottoming out before the ball. We kept hitting it fat.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could have figured out what to do with our swings and stuff like that to make adjustments towards it. But that's not what you need to do. What you need to do is be able to, pick up a club and have it say, to yourself and in your mind, yeah, this is right. Yep. This is what I like.
Hey, I don't think they're done with the 3D printing technology.
No.
So what's not to say they won't, have some, they can move the CG around wherever they want right now.
Yep.
They're basically said, hey, let's create the blade for the everyman. And we're going to be able to do that by putting low CG. And most people will benefit from that. I did hit it about 7 yards further. Again, I was testing a 7 iron. So, I mean, that's not, and the spin rates were better. I think the window, probably the flight, was a little bit better, but those King Tours felt so good. It was hard to not just want to hit those every single time. So,
And you fit into a club that you can hit the ball a little bit lower, where that would have club as it sits right now would have hit it much higher.
With the CG, yeah.
Yep.
With the CG, for sure.
Correct.
All right, it's been a fun show. We've got just about a minute left. We talked about Rory's win at Pebble. That's number 27. It moves him to 22 on the all-time wins list. He's just 2 wins behind Lee Trevino and Gene Littler. Scottie Scheffler returns this week. He's the 2-time defending champion in Phoenix. Jordan Spieth, keep an eye on him. His wrist locked up in his return to Pebble last week, but says it's getting better, and he hopes to be able to continue to work through this 3-week stretch and stay healthy. Charlie Hoffman and his letter. Everybody wants to speed up play. Rory said he was kind of taking some shots at him, and you heard his comments. We talked about Tiger and his tribute to his mother who passed away. We talked about the update on the PGA Tour regarding men's golf and getting President Trump involved. And we, of course, talked about the USGA and their exemption category for the LIV Tour and how that legitimizes that tour in so many ways. So, yeah, good stuff, good content. Don't forget LPGA playing Founders Cup this week. Lexi Thompson, great to see her back playing in retirement. 7 weeks until the LPGA returns to Utah at the Black Desert Championship. Dave Glauser's our producer. He's Bob Casper. And Brian Taylor, as always, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.